In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Days are coming. Yeah, we've heard that before, Jeremiah. Dad, that's what you're always saying. Days are coming. Just wait a few more days, a few more weeks. When I'm done with this job, then I'll have some time for you. That's right, dear. Just a few more days, a few more years of long, long hours and double shifts, then we can rest. We'll retire on Easy Street. Days are coming, right? Do those days ever come? It may be a little less frustrating, but perhaps only add to the anticipation if we actually have tasted the feast that lies in the pot of gold at the end of your rainbow. You know, you've been there last year to that resort. You've had a glimpse of paradise. You know a little bit about the good life, and it gets us through the year waiting for those days to come again. But they never really seem to come in all their glory. Jeremiah, you must be joking. Don't tease us. Don't toy with us. You, of all people, should know better than to play fast and loose with the word of God offering false hope. You, of all people, took Hananiah to task for proclaiming peace, peace, when there is no peace, and declared him to be a false prophet. You, of all people, know what a mess the world is in, even amongst the people of God. You, of all people, have stared death in the face. You have seen the Babylonians, and you have said that they will win. The end is in sight, and it's not full of hope. You should know better than to give us false hope. You said there is no peace. You said that the temple would be destroyed. The temple, the temple, the temple. This is our sure foundation. This temple will stand forever, and you talk as though it will be destroyed. What do you think? It's going to be rebuilt? 70 years? Just a few days? Don't mess with our heads, Jeremiah. You can mess with your life if you like. Go ahead, invest in the future. Buy that piece of property. At least put your money where your mouth is. You talk about a future and a hope as though you are on some kind of a mission to tear up and tear down and to build and to plant. As though somehow you can look beyond the judgment to a yet more glorious day. As though you can see and understand God's judgment and still see God's hope. As though you can look at death and still see life. No, Jeremiah, you just don't get it. Those days will never come. A new covenant? Sounds too good to be true. And you know the old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, not like the old covenant which they broke, our fathers broke. Well, you're right about one thing. It's their fault. Our fathers, our forefathers messed this up, and don't try to blame us. We just inherited their sinfulness. I suppose you really can't blame God for this mess, but when is he actually going to do something about it? About these sinful generations, after generation, to the third and fourth and fifth and tenth generation. That's the days, those are the days that are coming, more of the same. I suppose we'll just keep on sacrificing, if we have a temple, but all that blood of all those animals. Sometimes it just seems too much to cover. To forgive sins and remember them no more? No way. Put your Torah teaching into our hearts? Write it within us? so that all will know Yahweh from the greatest to the least? Good luck. That's a lot of people. All will know Yahweh. Well, I suppose that's the only way they'll ever get it, to write it inside of them. But when is that going to happen? Moses talked about circumcising the foreskins of hearts and of minds, and that hasn't worked out too well. Why, I know pastors who teach confirmation class year after year after year, and they still don't get it. Misunderstandings and false understandings and false doctrine and bad practices and unchanged hearts still abound. One pastor told me he was reading the story of Elijah and prayed, Lord, if there really are 7,000 in Israel who have not bowed the knee to Baal, could you at least give me a couple for my congregation? Jeremiah, when does this ever become part of us? That we are a completely new person. The old is gone once and for all. Oh, sure, the new can arise day after day, but when will he live before God in righteousness and purity? Forever. We just can't get it right. Never have, never will. And you prophets just don't have it right. You can preach and preach and work, but there never will be that peace, never will be that rest, never will be that final victory. Forget it, Jeremiah. Those days will never come. The thing about the prophets is that they weren't speaking their own words. They were speaking God's word. And they knew God as the Lord of all history, the God of creation who had made it all in the beginning, who put the sun and the moon and the stars in their place, who turns the season and keeps the clock on all the world. And he doesn't measure by Ks. 1K, 3K, he must wonder why. 2K. But when the Lord of creation is also the Lord of redemption, then maybe, just maybe, no, surely, most surely, his word is true. Those days are coming. Jeremiah was right. We have his prophetic word, and we have his prophetic word made sure. Christ is made the sure foundation. David's son come as David's Lord. The temple has been destroyed and in 3 days raised anew, and all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain has been subsumed into the one great hapax, once for all sacrifice. Your sins are forgiven. Iniquity forgotten. And yes, he has provided a new covenant. This is the new covenant in my blood, here and now. Lutherans know the meaning of the word is. This is my body. This is my blood. This is the blood of my new covenant. Real presence in the real present. Here and now. Christ has come, as the liturgical acclamation reminds us. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ has come. The kingdom of God has come, even as we pray that it may come among us also. Christ has died for you and for all. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. But the sermon and the story are not over. Dear friends in Christ, days are coming. Christ has come. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Oh, the new covenant has come, but the old is still all around us. And it is given to us to proclaim the new in the midst of the old, to speak of God's ultimates in a world that is still penultimate. We too cry, peace, peace, when there seems to be no peace. We cry, judgment, judgment, and yet evil triumphs. People die. Children are gunned down in churches and schools. Earthquakes and hurricanes rage. We hear creation groaning. But we have the sure prophetic word. We have seen the future, and it is with God. We have seen the glory in the face of Christ Jesus. The kingdom of God has come. This is not just hope for happy days that never come. We've been there already. We know what paradise is like. We have stared death in the face. We have been to the cross and then celebrated new life by water and the word. And we have tasted the feast. It's not a tease. It's a taste. A taste of a real feast, the down payment, the sign and the seal, the feast of victory, the feast of our salvation. But it is still a foretaste of the feast to come. And those days are coming. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.